Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
There's something Danny G said in our pre-show meeting, and I thought it was just a great phrase. We were saying how the Celtics, you don't want to leave this door open if you're the Miami Heat or a Miami Heat fan, because it's very different than what the Lakers are doing. The Lakers, if they had won game four, I know that's old news now, Denver Nuggets going to their first NBA Finals ever. But if the Lakers had won that game four, they had such an uphill battle because they were, as Danny would say, they were slinging rocks against Goliath. They were the little guy trying to beat the top team.
Yeah, they played the best they could.
And just couldn't do it.
They couldn't do it.
Yeah, they were just, you know, sometimes as LeBron and AD said, the best team they played against as a duo.
The Denver Nuggets really did look that good.
They're that good. Even when the Lakers had their hottest moments in games, they would always be like, oh, there's the third quarter. They outscored the Lakers by 20.
But if you're going to quote Danny G, you have to say, yeah.
Oh,
they were slinging rocks. Yeah,
Danny, you might as well say it.
They were slinging rocks.
We're slinging rocks.
Against Goliath.
Against Goliath.
I don't sound like that.
Against
Goliath.
If you're the Boston Celtics, all along, you've been the better team. This Jimmy Buckets playoff mammoth, this is an anomaly. Jimmy Buckets is a great player, but the Celtics could very well be that team. If there's ever going to be a team that comes back, you leave that door open. As Charles Barkley said, game five in Boston, he thinks is a lock.
He said it's a cakewalk.
So now it's 3-2.
Well, the Celtics said, don't let us win. Last night, don't let us win, because now you're opening up the floodgates. You give us a crack, we're knocking the door down.
What happens when someone gives you a crack? Just asking.
No, nothing.
Nothing. Okay, well, if you let the Celtics, if you give them a crack, they go to the Boston area, they win game five. Them winning on the road when they're, quote, a better team isn't crazy. So I'm not the guy that's saying, like, first team ever. So what is it now? 0-150 when teams drop down to 3-0. Maybe this is the year. If Jimmy Butler gets cold.
He just had a bad game, you know, and they did. Celtics 116, Heat 99. So the Celtics get one, 3-1. Cakewalk in game five. We'll find out. We got to wait another day. And even worse than that, we're going to have to wait until June 1st for the actual NBA Finals, which feels like forever.
Which could work to the advantage of the Miami Heat or Boston if they have some miraculous comeback. I mean, Denver's going to be sitting on their rear ends for 10 days. So it's like Jokic, MVP level play. Jamal Murray was, you know, hotter than any girl on Instagram. They were playing so well that do you really want that team to sit on their butts for 10 days? What could happen? I mean, I know it's a different sport, but look what happened to the Dodgers last year. Best team in the National League sat around waiting for the wild card series for a week and then lost in the first round. It happened. So I just wanted to give you the perfect analogy, Kurt Hennig style.
Mr. Perfect.
Well, if you're going to give Mr. Perfect analogies, we need the theme music. Well, so
you got to get that
Ramos
to Ramos.
Know next time.
Yeah.
We need that in the system. Bum, 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 bum.
The Mr. Perfect theme might be one of the best.
Oh, I think it is. We need that. We need that, DJ Ramos, next time Rich has a perfect analogy.
So, the Lakers, when they were down 3-0, obviously, yeah, they're
you
out
were
of
not
it.
Buying it.
I'm talking about. I'm talking about. It's old news now. They lost.
I was trying to get people hyped up about the chances, the probabilities, but the Nuggets were too good.
Yeah. So, but that would be like fourth quarter. You're a Steelers fan. You're down 21, and Kenny Pickett, your guy. Like, are we really going to come back?
Well, you know what I didn't want to say, Rich, is like, you don't hot dog it. You got to play to win. That's the mindset. That's LeBron's mindset. That's the team's mindset. Austin Reeves, that's his mindset. He was talking about it. You go there to win. Plus, you never know what's going to happen. I would never wish this or manifest it or jinx any team. But, you know, Jamal Murray could have stubbed his toe. You know, and he's out for the rest of the season.
Someone could have landed on Jokic's ankle.
You know what I mean? And now, wow, it's 3-1. It's a whole different series, and anything could have happened. I didn't want to jinx that, but anything could have happened. Celtics, I think what you're getting at is a completely different story, because they're the better team, or at least
Lakers,
we thought they were.
My analogy is the Lakers trying to come back down 3-0 to the Nuggets was like down 21 in the fourth quarter, and you're a Steelers fan, and it's like, all right, Kenny Pickett could. No, it's not going to happen. Now, if you're the Celtics down 3-0, it's sort of like one of those playoff games where you got Mahomes. The Chiefs somehow stumbled out to, like, they're losing by 17 or 21 in the first half. And you're like, we got Mahomes. It's possible. And I think Celtic fans should think it's possible.
It all likely will come down to game six. At least that's what it appears on paper. But the reason is because of we haven't seen this lower seeded team, let alone an 8 seed, jump out to a 3-0 lead on a higher seeded team. And when you break it down, and I use the old NBA final scheduling of 2-3-2. Remember they used to do it? Now they do two games, 1-1-1.
The 1-1-1 is game changing.
It is. And it actually really benefits Boston in this scenario. If you would have had a 2-3-2 scenario in these conference finals, I think the Heat would feel pretty good going into game five. It's their home game. There's not as much pressure on them, but I think it's a huge advantage for Boston. And this scheduling has been like this for a long time, so I'm not saying that the Heat are getting screwed. But when you look at how it lays out, the path is a lot easier because Boston's the better team. They now have 2 of 3 road games. They've finally been able to break through. So it isn't as far-fetched as it just appears as a normal 3-0 series lead on the surface.
Again, maybe it wasn't the Mr. Perfect analogy, but it is sort of like when you see Mahomes down by like 20, you're like, you know what? If it's early enough, you're not shocked if he comes back. You've seen playoff games where, wasn't there one against Houston or something where like Mahomes was down 21-0 in the first
24-0.
24-0. And it's like, well, hold on, it's early.
And Kivino, I'm sorry to bring it up, but 0-4. Like, if you're a Red Sox fan or you're a Yankees fan on the other side and you're saying, geez, they're going to have Schilling pitch, you know, he could be available. Well, this could actually set up. I think that's kind of how this plays out with Boston and Miami right now. Like, you can see a path. We thought we could see a path with Denver and the Lakers, but I don't know how realistic that path was.
Well, it was more just, you know, we have Laker friends and we live in L.A. And it's LeBron and it's a good story. But realistically, all along, Denver just felt
you know what it
so
is too?
Good.
You bring up 04, Dan Beyer, and I hate you for that. But it's you see that momentum shift, and that's why the Heat has to put a stop to it. That's why they were saying they should never let them win yesterday anyway. But they have to stop that momentum because that's scary. Once the other team picks up, you're like, oh, no.
Camino, I think 04, and you and I always say the same thing, when Dave Roberts stole second.
That was it, yeah.
That was big. But then you look at that Dave Roberts, you're like, that's the same guy? That like he looks like
30 years overnight.
I mean, I know that was a lot. Jeez, it's almost 20 years ago, but doesn't it feel like that Dave Roberts looks like a different human?
But once he started coaching, it was hard to believe he was the same dude. So I'm with you, man. But who's the better matchup? The Celtics and the Nuggets are the better matchup, wouldn't you say?
In terms for us and watching?
Yeah. Or,
100%. 100%.
Because as much as I believe in the Heat, and yeah, man, it looks like they might beat the Celtics still. I mean, they're still up 3-1. Come on.
I don't know.
Are they going to be able to compete with these Nuggets who made the Lakers look bad?
But here's the other thought, too. Of all the four major sports, Disreal, I wonder if there's our buddy Elias at the Sports Bureau. I wonder if he's done some homework on this. Is there any sport where you, quote, get colder easier? Like if a baseball team sits around for a week or so, you can say, oh, the bats got cold. If a football team has, you know, they sit their players week 18 and then they have a bye and then it's like, yo, these guys haven't played for a few weeks. If you're the Denver Nuggets and you're sitting around for 10 days, I don't know what that says.
I think it's a big deal. It's a really big deal. Yeah. You want to keep that momentum, right?
I can't imagine.
Can happen in 10 days. You know, stay safe. I would be like, look, Jokic, don't do anything stupid. Don't go diving off a diving board or trimming the hedges. Did you see what happened to Josh Donaldson recently? He was set back because he sliced his finger open putting something together at home. It's like, yo, just guys, we got a lot of time here.
Josh Donaldson, he's on the IL because he was putting together an IKEA furniture piece.
Yeah, no, it's like, just don't do anything dumb. Don't be playing a pickup game of wiffle ball. Just chill out. Don't be diving off of anything Memorial Day weekend. Just relax. Don't get hurt. Because that 10 days, anything could happen. Yeah.
They should hold the training camp. They should open it up tomorrow and just, hey, you got a week and a half to do so. Why not?
Man, well, thank you, Dan Beyer. You know, it's funny because we're talking about Celtics, Heat, Nuggets move on yet. Like you said yesterday, the narrative, LeBron James, on all the TVs again, even on FS1. Should LeBron want to add a third star? Trae Young, Kyrie, and Danny, you were saying Colin Cowherd today was talking a lot about Draymond linking up with LeBron. So LeBron still has the headlines in the NBA.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer wrote an article yesterday, and it was the different options he thought would be the best for LeBron or ways to go at the end of his career here. And number four was force a trade to the Golden State Warriors.
And that's why he's being cryptic. John Morant style. That's why he's being cryptic about what his future holds. Because think about it in any relationship. If you're being wishy-washy about your outlook on your relationship, that other person's probably going to step up a little bit to make things better for you.
I don't know how I feel anymore. You're like, what do you mean? You don't know? What's going on for you? Let's take a nice weekend romantic getaway.
Now you're the best boyfriend or husband ever, right? Because they seem uncertain about the future. If LeBron plays these tactics, plays these baby games, and he's like, well, I don't know, man.
I don't know how I feel about you anymore.
The Lakers are going to do everything they can to step up and make them happy and keep them happy, right? Make sure they get those Kyries that are available or those Draymond Greens or whoever he may want. So that's why he's doing what he's doing. Everybody knows it.
How do you think the LA fans would embrace Draymond?
Yeah, I mean, that's the crazy part of this is we talked about it in our pre-show meeting. Reverse engineering is bring Draymond to LA because that makes more sense. Draymond doesn't have a contract, whereas obviously LeBron is under contract.
And the Lakers need one of those gritty, get dirty type of guys.
They do.
And he can help AD underneath. We talked about it. Some of AD's deficiencies would be totally supplemented by Draymond Green.
Now, the reason O'Connor ran with this idea was because obviously he heard a little bit of noise, but also the connection between Draymond Green loving LeBron. We always hear him singing LeBron's praises. And LeBron has been vocal about wanting to play with Steph Curry.
And there's no way. Oh, wait, hold on. I still believe that, but there's no way that LeBron is going to the Golden State Warriors. I know we live in a culture of...
Never say
well, you
never.
Just undid Colin's entire show this morning.
This culture is a little different because we grew up with...
Battle your opponents.
Now it's
team up with them.
If you can't beat them, join them sort of mentality.
LeBron would get killed.
But I don't think
he'd get killed.
LeBron would do that just merely on the fact that he'd be slaughtered by the media, and his own legacy would be tarnished as a result. Like, at the end of his career, he joined the Golden State Warriors. People would see right through that. No way.
But if you are LeBron, last note on LeBron, don't worry. We won't hang from him like everyone else. It's wild how he is on everyone's mind. When you are LeBron James, it's sort of like when someone's a big deal. If you're Joe Rogan, Howard Stern back in the day, Pat McAfee, you know, a Cowherd or a Stephen A. When you got some pull, you're allowed to call your own shots, right? And LeBron's at the end of his career, and people are going to accommodate him. What he could say, hey, Lakers, I want to stay here, but yo, Rob Pelinka, yo, Genie, here's what I need, or it might be over for me. And they're going to listen. Mm-hmm. Or he might say, if you want to deal me here, you tell me why I should come there. And, you know, he holds the cards. We're just talking about the Colin Cowherd theory that LeBron could go to the Golden State Warriors?
Sorry. And I'm a big Colin fan, but this is like what Red said in Shawshank Redemption. Didn't Red say it? Pipe dreams.
Andy, these are just a bunch of pipe dreams.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. This is unrealistic.
Oh, and then he said, how often do you look at a man's shoes?
How often do you look at a man's shoes?
If he has a nice pair of Jordans, I'll take a glance.
My guy Vito that does the production here, I'm always looking at his shoes.
Well, as much as I love and respect Colin, think he's the best, I can't see LeBron James going to the Golden State Warriors. Almost simply because his son's at USC, and Covino made the point that I think it's as simple as LeBron doesn't go somewhere for someone else at this stage. People come to LeBron.
He's LeBron.
Whether that's Draymond or Trae Young or someone, they'll figure a way to get someone to LeBron if he decides to keep playing.
There's ego involved, and there's also he's LeBron James. He's a franchise guy. He's not Kevin Durant. I'm not saying Kevin Durant's not a franchise guy, but I don't know. He got away with that when he did it, and he became his own guy, and they won with him, and he was a big part of that team. Like, he sort of paved his own way and made his own lane there. LeBron James is a different level, different caliber guy.
Can't do it.
And Danny G said it best. That's like in 2001, Michael Jordan saying, I'm not going to the Wizards to do my own thing, and to be my own guy. I'm going to go join the Lakers or the Spurs.
I mean, if
give me a break. There's no way that would have happened.
Kobe and Shaq. If MJ would have joined that team and won additional championships as sort of like, you know, just another star on the Lakers.
You would have said, oh, Jordan was the GOAT, but hey, he couldn't win without Pippen. He couldn't win without Kobe and Shaq.
I don't know. I wonder. You know,
it would be ultimate criticism for LeBron James.
I just wonder if would MJ have gotten that same criticism? If Michael Jordan would have re-entered the league in 01, which he did, went to the Wizards, put up 20-something a game, you know, just a shell of what he was, but it was still fun to watch MJ. If Jordan at late 30s decided to go to Los Angeles and team up with a young Kobe and a dominant Shaquille O'Neal, would we have said, yeah, that's cheap? Or would we have said,
Jordan was
cool.
The guy. He didn't join another team to be second fiddle to anybody. And LeBron is that same type of guy. He's not going to join someone else's team. He is the team.
And as it turned out, Kobe and Shaq couldn't even learn how to get along together with their stardom. So can you imagine a guy like MJ being thrown into that mix?
Danny, as a Lakers fan, did that run its course? Or do you think if they would have got along, they could have won a couple more?
They could have won more, but they just, you know, got in each other's ways. They tripped over their own shoelaces.
Write that one down. That's another good one.
They tripped over it. Danny G with the phrases today.
Colin Cowherd said, I'll quote what he said, Rich, so we don't put words in his mouth.
Covino and Rich is the best young duo on radio.
He says, Covino and Rich, the best young duo on radio.
He did say that one.
This is the AI version of Colin
Cowherd. He said it years ago. We were younger back then. Yeah. And he says, Lakers should trade LeBron James to the Warriors for Andrew Wiggins, Jordan Poole, and Jonathan Kuminga. I want you to take a deep breath. This is not tinfoil hat stuff. You'll say it's crazy, and then in about 3 minutes, you'll say, it's not that crazy. Well, no, I still think it's crazy. It's fun to speculate. We're obviously talking about it.
Yeah. But. Now, speaking of tinfoil hat stuff, let me change gears for a second. Have you guys seen the UFO footage out of California?
Oh, yeah. But it was from 2 years ago, but it was released recently.
It was released, and there's a professor, I believe at Stanford, that said, get this, Ramos, 100% certain there are aliens living among us.
I think I'm wearing this Yankees alien space hat right now. I really am. Remember I talked about getting it?
You know why? Because Covino wants him to know. I'm friendly.
I'm a friendly human.
Do you think in our life, I ask it quick and we'll move on to Ja Morant, but do you think in our lifetime, God willing, Ramos, you live another 50 years, guys. We live to like 90, 100 years old. Do you think in our lifetime there'll be some type of confirmation of aliens or UFOs? Like the government's like, all right, guys, this isn't speculation.
My question is, why don't they want to, like, are they just observing and just like, we don't want to, like, get talk to them right now?
Assuming they want to talk. We're assuming,
right,
like, they communicate.
Why do all the people that from another world, why do they always just kind of overlook the country and then, like,
the way we communicate? Who knows?
Yeah, but don't. don't they? Wouldn't they land and like do the Vulcan thing and be like, "Live long and prosper"?
No. Like, we heard you're one of the greatest DJs, Ramos.
We will bring you back to play parties on our planet.
DJ Ramos, come with us. Join us.
That's what you think is going to happen, Ramos? Like, that's what you imagine? Little green dudes that say, "Suzanne, we're sorry, we're taking him."
You know, Rich actually brought up a good point. If more and more of this video surfaces, and we feel like we see it all the time more than ever now.
I mean, everyone's got a smartphone.
Maybe it'll be the Vegas aliens instead of the athletics.
Oh.
Cavino sounded like alien Dice Clay. A little bit right there.
Ooh. Hickory dickory dock.
Whoa. Old Mother Hubbard.
Little boy blue.
We also assume that they have two arms and two legs.
I know.
And also similar structures and now that you guys mentioned it, look at it. Five windows that they placed, probably covered with glass, because that's probably what's on another.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would think like a UFO would be so unrecognizable. Like, that's
you know
what they
I'm
have.
I'm with you. We're assuming it looks like a flying car.
Exactly.
Let me take a look at that Ford and just put one in the air with windows.
I don't believe there's beings or aliens in these crafts. I think they control them.
Oh, you've been having...
Why do we assume that there's like a family of aliens inside?
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? The Grand Canyon? Yeah. Or New York City?
Why do you think they're like traveling? Like, let's go over the ocean. Why can't they just be flying something and getting footage?
If we're going to go to Earth, we're going to need lights.
We assume because we're like, oh, they probably crashed and they retrieved these bodies, or we've seen ET and there's aliens inside.
Headlights much like their vehicles.
I was talking to our boy Mercer and we both agreed, Rich, that I don't think there's like aliens inside these crafts we're seeing.
Maybe they're just, and anytime it's near a military base, I just assume it's some cool technology that they're testing. They were like, oh, there's five lights that are moving fast. You mean like, I don't know, our number one advanced military on planet Earth? Maybe that, like, perhaps they got a couple things up their sleeve?
To tie it all together, I think finding out and getting actual proof in our lifetime is more likely than LeBron James going to the Golden State Warriors.
See, you tie it all together.
I do.
More likely for UFOs and aliens.
Yes.
Somebody tweet that out from the FSR account.
That's not, you know, I'm not.
Take that, Cowherd.
No. That's not even my point. I really believe that. I just don't see LeBron as that guy. I don't.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and if you're traveling to see your favorite team this spring, you have to stay at Graduate Hotels. They're obsessed with college sports. Each Graduate Hotel is like a shrine to its hometown and local college team, but in a good way. Lots of cool details for alumni, vintage sports throwbacks, nods to campus legends, school colors, and mascots.
Why would you stay anywhere else? Graduate Hotels is the perfect spot for the next time you go see a game and need somewhere to crash. They have over 30 hotels coast to coast, down south, all over the Midwest, so odds are there's one where you're going, especially for games in the big conferences. You can check out all of Graduate Hotels' locations at graduatehotels.com.
And when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
We found out some fun information about Aaron Rodgers. Now, was this another tactic? Or was he just being honest?
Is this along the lines? Is this along the lines of him going to the Knicks game and the Rangers game and smiling and high-fiving everyone?
Ain't nothing wrong with winning over the fans.
But Aaron Rodgers said that he loves the Jersey Shore.
And he meant the show.
Yeah, not like Seaside Heights.
Yeah,
he didn't mean
Point Pleasant.
Yeah, the boardwalk. He loves playing when you know that game you're good at where you roll the bowling ball over the hump but it can't roll back? He's great at shooting the gun in the clown's mouth. He loves the Jersey Shore.
He loves the Midway Steakhouse on the Seaside Boardwalk.
He loves going to Jenkinson's in Point Pleasant. Oh. No, but the Jersey Shore, the TV show, and I think people were speculating, is he for real? Oh, he's for real. He said he loved the show, and before he joined the Jets, all he really knew about Jersey was Teterboro Airport, which is outside of, where the Jets play, and the Jersey Shore. Might as well throw the Sopranos in there too, right?
Hey, Tom, with all due respect,
the Jersey Shore, I want to throw it out there.
So you think he's familiar with the Bada Bing?
The Bada Bing.
The Bada Bing.
You were saying it earlier, and I agree with you.
Oh, when I was eating Gabagool?
This is good. Hey, Tom, this is good.
What was I saying?
You were saying how this humanizes Aaron Rodgers type of tactic. It humanizes them. Like, oh, wow, Aaron Rodgers, we know the ayahuasca. We know the dark retreat. We know all these things.
This is a very weird example. But when you see someone in a different light, that's when you really start to like them and appreciate them. So I'm like, oh, the human side of Aaron Rodgers. He likes the Jersey Shore. I'm from Jersey. He appreciated the show. I enjoyed the show. It was a train wreck. I liked it.
You know what it's like to, I'll give you the other analogy. It's like when the president of the United States, no matter who it is, fills out his March Madness bracket. It's like, oh, wow, like, he's a normal guy. Like, oh, he picked Duke to be you start to get a different
say,
feel.
Like, does your wife or girlfriend ever get under your skin sometimes and she's just like a pain in the ass?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And then you see her in her own element. Like, you go to visit their family and you see and she's just someone's daughter and she's just like in daughter mode and she's in her own atmosphere and element and state, or, she's someone's kid, basically. And you're seeing them, a different side of them.
Yeah.
And they're humanized. Like, oh, yeah, look, I like them in this element. I like them again. I appreciate them. I just appreciated the human side of Aaron Rodgers when he talked about it. Made him a normal guy to me.
But my big thought here, it's less about Aaron Rodgers loving the Jersey Shore. I think it's time for all of us, me, you, Spot, Danny G, Ramos, Dan Beyer, and everyone listening to FSR right now, can we all admit that at one point, we all loved the Jersey Shore?
Loved it.
Can we all admit that it's fun to make fun of?
I'm just the kid from Union, New Jersey.
But there was a point in our lives in the 2000s, it started in 2009, to a little timestamp, that at one point we were all like, yo, the situation, Snooki, Pauly D, it was a great, fun reality show.
Awesome. I loved it. Every second of it.
Thank you, Dan Beyer.
Yes.
Trash TV at its finest.
It was.
It really was.
And I've even watched some of the spinoffs. Not as much anymore, but the ones they've had recently, I've tried to watch a little while.
Yeah, the family vacations.
Yeah.
Can I blow your minds then? Fun fact. Was so into it and had so much fun with it because, again, it was putting Jersey on the map. I grew up at the Jersey Shore. I was there all the time as a kid. I actually wrote a song that made it onto the show.
Really?
Yeah, and it was called We Don't Pump Our Gas, We Pump Our Fists. Because in Jersey,
it was a parody song Covino made, and someone
It wasn't a parody. It was an original.
Oh, it was an original. We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
It was like a, you know, a goofy club song. But you pumped your fist to it because in Jersey, we don't pump gas.
You can't.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So we don't pump our gas. We pump our fists. And they played it on the show. So, and we had the credits and everything.
That's
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
I had no, it was, so was it like in like, I would assume like second or third season or something like that?
I forget. Yeah.
Early on, it was probably around the time when Paulie D was like, cabs are here. And all of a sudden, Covino's, you know.
Saw, you know, the stupid Covino and Rich show in the credits with the song.
And
so at the time, we're like, yeah, buddy.
And Covino's been gym tan laundering since, he's been GTL since the
90s. I was
90s.
Keeping it fresh to death before the show even happened. So, you know, I did like it. And here's the thing. It was a perfect storm of characters. They really casted this show in a great way, and they were likable. You have to realize, Rich and I, we were older already, working in radio, doing our thing when the show was at its peak.
Yeah.
We got to meet all these kids and interview them several times. They were really likable, personable personalities. Like, they were really funny, man. So they took the world by storm. I don't know how you missed it. So when Aaron Rodgers is perplexed as to how some of the younger guys don't know who they are.
Yeah, that was another part
I
of the story.
I get the confusion, but then you have to realize again how old they are.
Yeah, maybe, the, you know, 09, some of these kids, they were teens, not younger. You know, that was 14 years ago when
and
the show debuted.
Put that in perspective, I was a dad already, still way into this show. So, you know, it was a great show.
The best, my favorite part of it was when the lookalike Ronnie, and like the guy that looked exactly like Ronnie.
Yes.
And you talk about them being likable, like, Ronnie was totally went with it. Like, for all of his faults and everything, like there's a lot of times I hate it when people like be like, oh, you look like this guy. I think it's so insulting. But there's a guy that when it looked like Ronnie, and then they brought him home and he's going along. Like, it was so great.
Wait,
it's such
great
TV.
I'm putting it all together. Wait, so Dan Byer, that's why you drink Ron Ron juice every day?
Yeah. I was going to say.
I had no idea.
What's that in his thermos? Ron Ron juice.
I didn't know it's because you love the Jersey Shore like Aaron Rodgers, but he's right. Like, I'm sure. Sure, there's a lot of people waiting to pounce on him for, like, dude, you hear Aaron Rodgers was a big... I actually respect them more as a result. It was a stupid show.
I think the show made TV history when the anonymous note was written to Sammy Sweetheart.
Oh, yeah! The sweetest bee you'll ever meet.
You know, it's wild because, you know, we do a sports show here on Fox Sports Radio, but the reality is we could all admire a fun reality show like the Jersey Shore. And the fact that Aaron Rodgers, who is a peculiar guy, like we said, ayahuasca, darkness retreats, odd relationships with
weird
teammates,
tattoos,
families, tattoos, his cryptic messages with McAfee. Aaron Rodgers, the fact that you could picture him sitting down, and the fact that Aaron Rodgers said he has privately gone to Vegas to see Paulie D perform was not a joke. So Aaron Rodgers.
There's pictures and receipts to prove it.
That's
so
pretty wild.
It's interesting. And it was a double doozy. It humanized a very strange guy, right? Made you like him a little more. At least that's where we're going with right now. And it won over the East Coast fans. That's what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm glad that everyone in the room admits that at one point we all liked
the
show.
Ramos hasn't said anything.
Sure.
Oh, he didn't. I knew it. He didn't.
Ramos is like, I hate the situation.
Ramos said he just never watched.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair.
I did not.
But
I mean,
remember how popular it was.
I do. I was, what was the girl that, Snooki. That's the one I remember the most, yeah.
Snooki, man. Yeah, they were all like, they were all personable, funny. I remember
In fact, Ramos, Snooki's our pal. Do you have a clip there?
I do have a clip. Let me grab it for you here.
Hey, this is Snooki, and you're listening to my sexy boys, Covino and Rich.
Thank you, Snooki.
Thank you, sexy boys.
Sexy boys. That's it.
The question is, was she hungover when she recorded that?
Likely.
Maybe.
Maybe even drunk.
Oh, it's possible. Perhaps. They were train wrecks, but they were likable train wrecks.
Covino, did they, I mean, I know you guys are both from the East Coast, but did they properly represent what you felt was, like, the person you are or the person you were at that age? Or is
they were great character, like a great caricature of like the typical, like every group of friends knew someone's like, this guy's like this. Everyone thinks they knew someone that should have been on the show.
Right, like Spot's brother.
Like Spot's
or
brother
like
could
me,
have been on.
Yeah. You know, in my early days, but I wasn't as much of a dancing guy as a lot of these dudes. But I think so, Ramos. I really do. That's what the Jersey Shore is like. It's a party spot. So I think they just picked the most over-the-top characters to represent, but yeah, it was pretty accurate.
All right, well, Dan Byer does his update. I'm going to take off my shirt and dance.
John didn't watch because we called him JWoww years back. And then
it's JWoww, and you're listening to Covino and Rich. Ooh. Love you guys.
Love you.
Oh,
love
she
you
was out. Definitely drunk.
Yeah. So wait, John Ramos, you're the original JWoww?
Yeah. Hey, it's JWoww, and you're listening to Covino and Rich. Love you guys.
She was actually beating someone up as she did that.
That's what was great.
The sweetest Dan you'll ever meet. The sweetest anchor you'll ever meet.
He's a blast in a glass.
So funny. I would have never pictured... See, we're getting to know Dan Byer. I would have never thought he liked Vanderpump Rules. I would have never thought he liked the Jersey Shore.
Dan Byer's like an...
Housewives, too?
No, you don't get... Dan Byer...
This is wild to me.
Dan Byer's one of those guys. He's got layers, like an onion.
The more you peel...
Like, Dan's got a lot to him. That's why I like Dan Byer.
So that's why he didn't like movies. He was just so wrapped up in trash TV.
I like it. You know, something we do every week on a Wednesday...
Covino and Rich gets you over the middle of the week with Midweek Major.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas, and it's like the kids say.
That's so mid. Week definitely major.
CNR scoring. Midweek Major.
Yeah. Oh, it's not fast enough. I wanted to do We Don't Pump Our Gas, We Pump Our Fist.
It's too slow.
GCR, well, baby. It's there on YouTube.
We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
There you go.
It is a middle of the week here. We're going to see which host gets to go first. That's like home field advantage during Midweek Major.
All right, let me roll the dice here live from the TireRack.com studio.
I brought the love dice into the main studio.
TireRack.com studios.
GCR. Oh, I got a six.
It's not bad. Right.
Yeah.
There's hope.
Let's see.
Hard six or soft six?
Definitely not a soft six. Let's go. Hold on.
Covino rolling now.
What do we got?
Four.
Rich gets to go first again, and now.
But a soft four. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most famous person besides Judy Blume from Scotch Plains, New Jersey, Spotty Boy.
Hey, there he is.
Yeah.
On the Scotch Plains Wikipedia page, there are so many notable alumni.
Honestly, I am not one of them. I'm calling you number two, bro. It's Judy Blume, Spotty, Christian Sorge.
Somebody actually, I think currently in the NBA, was from Scotch Plains as well. Rich, since you're going first, I'll gear it towards you. I'll start with my weakest story. Polar Bear Pete.
Oh, yeah.
I know you love him.
He's thrusting all throughout Queens.
Before the thrust, though, as you recall, his recent F-bomb went viral.
Yeah.
His Let's Effin' Go clip that he said, I believe, on national TV?
On SNY.
Well, apparently that didn't sit well with Mets manager Buck Showalter. In a recent interview with Michael Kay, Kay asked about the F-bomb, and Showalter said, of course that he was bothered by it. He said, you know, there are things that are meant for the dugout, and there are things that you say in public. And apparently he spoke with Polar Bear Pete. He said he was, you know, addressed the situation.
Oh, no.
Polar Bear Pete received the criticism very well and thinks that he won't do it again. Is this midweek or major?
Weak. It's definitely major in how weak it is. And I'll tell you why. Because Polar Bear Pete Alonso, he's sort of a goober that's one of the greatest players in baseball right now. 18 dongs, home runs. It seems like.
Sounds like my weekend.
He sounds like he is lighting it up. And I don't know, man. It's a rally cry. My son, who is three, has an LF. What is it? LFGM shirt. My son's got a shirt. They sell it. Seven Line Army, Barstool, Mets. They all sell these shirts. It's a rally cry. Let's effing go, Mets. Pete Alonso is the face of the team. Buck Showalter, as much as I think he's great, you can't be cramping that vibe. Don't be the vibe killer.
Everything about it's weak.
Weak.
Because the team needs a rally cry. Every great team, competitive team, needs that slogan, that rally cry to fire the fans up, to fire the team up. And I think it's weak that Buck Showalter tried to put a stop to it. Look, Big Papi did it, right? He got away with it. But Big Papi also leaned into the F-bomb. We said it last week when he actually did it. Polar Bear Pete didn't own it. He didn't commit to it.
Yeah.
He said it half-hazardly, half-heartedly, and he's like, let's F and go. So, to me, everything about it was weak. He could have had a strong moment had he leaned into it with some oomph. I don't think Buck Showalter would have been as angry because the crowd would have went nuts.
Buzzkill Buck.
Buzzkill.
All right. In the spirit of equal time, over to the Yankees. this is a double doozy. It's going to be a two-pronged story.
Okay.
Because I feel like the first part of the story and the second part of the story are weak. But together, it might form an actual story. So the Yankees, I don't know if you saw this, a squirrel got loose at Yankee Stadium.
I guess
those Yankees fans are so nuts.
People were monitoring the adventures of this squirrel on social media.
Not only was it running loose in the outfield, it actually got up onto the ledge in the stands and was running in front of a bunch of fans who were like, reeling in shock when it was going by them. It didn't attack any fans.
That's a squirrel.
Finally got rid of it. That's part one. They did go on to win the game. But after the game, there was actually a brawl outside the stadium. I don't think it had anything to do with the squirrel, but this video went viral of two Yankees fans, go figure, fighting each other outside a Bronx bar across from the stadium, ripping jerseys off. Finally, they had to be pulled apart. Great day for the Yankees. Midweek or major?
I think was it a fight over like keep your eyes off my squirrel?
Probably.
Yeah, I think the squirrel part of the story.
You're nuts. No, you're nuts.
You're nuts. Keep your eyes off my squirrel. I love the squirrel part of the story. When there's little silly things like an animal running across the field and the grounds crew is like having a hard time wrangling a little ferret or something.
Oh, that sounds like a baseball. Funny side of
I think it's fun. I think that's cool. That's, but it's sort of mid. I think fans fighting with fans of the same team, that's the weakest. When I see like Dodger fans, like two Vatos Locos, like going a fist outside Dodger Stadium, I'm like,
Vatos?
You get into a Dodgers game? I feel like that's I feel like that's the weakest thing ever. You see it online all the time, and you're like, why are these guys fighting? You're rooting for the same team. Put down the booze. Stop drinking so much of the game. Don't fight with your own fans.
This is a three-pronged story, Spy. I'll tell you why.
Oh, there's
the
more.
Squirrel thing, I think, is pretty mid. I like the squirrel clip because everybody's reaction is like, whoa, because it's crawling across the outfield
the ledge,
wall.
Yeah.
The only thing cooler would be if it was on water skis.
Yeah, but
I love a squirrel on water skis.
That squirrel could
water ski. If you see this clip in slow motion, which is how it's gone viral, like everyone's reaction to the squirrel is hilarious. So I kind of like that story. The fight at the end of the game, super weak.
Yeah,
you're taking your family to the game. The team won, and you're fighting. What a bunch of losers. And I'm a Yankees fan.
Yeah.
And then, else I found weak? Like the amount of celebration for Volpe's walk-off yesterday, because it was a walk-off win, but it sacrifice
wasn't,
fly.
I was going to say,
there was no like sunflower scenes and water being fed. None of that or no?
No, they did all that, but it was a sacrifice fly. Like there's nothing really that great about that.
Yeah,
they got the job done, but it's not exciting.
It's not exciting, so that was kind of weak. Well, what's the next one?
The Seahawks have finally bid farewell to the Russell Wilson era by assigning his number to newly signed cornerback Artie Burns.
Whoa.
They updated their roster, and this will be the first time that the number 3 will be in use since Wilson was traded to the Broncos in March 2022. There's a chance, there's speculation it might just be a placeholder, but there are only two other numbers available that aren't in use or retired from 0 to 49, which is what the defensive backs use. Burns previously wore 21 when he played last season, but they've already reassigned that to Devin Witherspoon. So he might have Wilson's number, midweek or major.
I think it's weak because as much as Russell Wilson has been disappointing in the last season and a half or so, I mean, what is Seattle? He brought Seattle their first ever Super Bowl, took him to a second one. I'm not saying his number should be in the rafters, but I feel like you put that bad boy on hold at least. Like there are guys whose numbers aren't retired, but it's sort of in bad taste to so quickly give away Russell Wilson's number.
I agree with that. I think it's a weak move. Not necessarily a weak story. So it's a mid-story, but it's a weak move. Because be your own dude. I think all the fans associate that with Russell Wilson, so why would you even want it at this point?
Yeah.
You can just, like, tape over the name and write,
Like, what did Kobe do? What did KG say Kobe did? He went 24 to be one step above Michael Jordan.
Yo, Danny G, let me ask you. You're a AFC West guy. You see Russ on the Broncos now. A little disrespectful for the Seahawks to give his number right now?
Well, this has been going on with the Raiders, too, because they gave that new Aiden kid number 4. And people are like, oh, my God, Derek Carr barely left, and they're already giving that number out. Here's the difference, though. Carr didn't win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And in Seattle, obviously, you got a legacy quarterback there. That, to me, is disrespectful.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, I'll be honest. When I even though Kaepernick's been long gone, when I see, like, defensive backs on the Niners wearing number 7, I'm like, it's, I don't know. There's certain guys. Like, put it on hold for a minute.
Hulk Hogan, Rich. I know you're a hero.
What you gonna do, brother?
He's hopping on the Tyson train. Did you know Tyson had a train? The wrestling legend is launching his own brand of THC, CBD, and mushroom edibles. He's actually teamed up with the people behind Tyson's Tyson 2.0, Ric Flair's Ric Flair Drip.
Yeah.
And he said that after 28 wrestling-related surgeries, he's credited the use of THC and CBD to feeling the best he's felt in 45 years. He says it helps ease the pain. He's not relying on prescription medication.
Didn't he used to say, say your prayers and eat your vitamins? Is
no,
he changing
the new slogan. No, the new slogan is train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, and eat your edibles. And that's the new Hulkamania. Those are the demandments.
Can you give me the impression, please?
Listen, Hulksters, all you got to do is train, say your prayers, eat your vitamins, have your edibles, and get crazy.
Can I get a week on that, Ramos? Thanks.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I think it's great for the Hulkster. We have to remember that not everyone is smoking weed just to get high, like back in the day when, like, a couple stoner kids in high school. Like, for athletes, especially retired athletes that are using CBDs and THCs to feel ease in their pain of all the hard work their body's been through, I'm on board. You know, Hulkamania running wild, and hey, good for him. You know, Tyson, I know they're pals. He said Mike Tyson was one of the reasons he got involved in all this, like you said. So,
definitely
pretty cool.
Major.
I think it's major.
Definitely
Hulkamania,
major.
Good luck, buddy.
I think it's major because of what
definitely
you said,
major.
The benefits for guys like him, right? But I also think it's major because Hulk Hogan had an opportunity to be the endorser for the Foreman's Grill, George Foreman Grill.
Oh, yeah.
And he missed the phone call.
And he missed the phone call. George Foreman made all these millions. So, you know, maybe he gets a second chance at being part of something big with this.
The tape was full on his voicemail.
No, it's a true story.
His answering machine.
I'm trying to think, well, like Tyson's got the Holyfield ears that are the edible. What is Hogan gonna have? Like little weights, like little bandanas.
No. Little bandanas.
The big legs.
No, big mustaches.
Okay.
Maybe it's edible mustaches.
It's an assortment of boas, mustaches, and big legs. I like it.
That's great. All right.
You got one more spot.
Yeah, and finally. After the Heat fell to the Celtics last night, 116-99 in game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals, Jimmy Butler doesn't seem worried about any momentum shift from this one game. During the post-game press conference, he said he and his teammates would shake it off before hitting the road. And I quote, "Stay consistent. Do the same thing that we do after every game. We're going to listen to some music. We're going to drink some beers back there. I'm going to drink some wine. I don't think that you can just focus on basketball all the time. You have to be able to get away from the game for a bit. So they're just going to go back, do what they usually do, unwind, not let it bother them. On to Boston."
I love it, major, because it just shows that Jimmy Butler.
You love it because he quoted Taylor Swift.
Definitely major.
Shake it off?
Yeah, that's why you love it.
Shake it off.
Rich is happy that he's a fellow Swiftie.
And then he went on to say, "Haters gonna hate, players gonna play."
To quote Taylor again. I think it's major just to show Jimmy Butler. He's a big game player.
Major.
He has composure. He's in it to win it. Again, we said it's possible that the Celtics are the first 3-0 team, but hey, Jimmy Butler's not going to let that happen.
I think major because leaders got to lead.
Major.
And it's like when you were a kid, right? I'll give you an example. If I was scared because I was home alone with my mom, my dad was out working, and I noticed that my mom was scared, I'd be more scared. So right. I'm like, hey, how could I be scared as a little kid and you're scared? I feel like no one was protecting me. You can't be scared. You're my mom. He's the leader of the team. He's showing the rest of the team, yo, I'm calm, cool, collected.
Yeah.
I'm shaking it off.
Pour me a glass of Merlot.
Pour me a glass of wine. We're good.
Yeah.
So that puts the rest of the team, who might be a little anxious about this, at ease because their leader is leading by example.
I like that he's a wine guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
A little glass of Merlot and some tunes.
That's what you want. That's what you want. I like it.
Throw in some Miguel or something, some slow stuff. Yeah, some chill.
He did the opposite. What's he going to do, panic? He did the opposite. That's awesome.
Cool. What is he going to say? My pants are on fire. Oh.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and if you're traveling to see your favorite team this spring, you have to stay at Graduate Hotels. They're obsessed with college sports. Each Graduate Hotel is like a shrine to its hometown and local college team, but in a good way. Lots of cool details for alumni, vintage sports throwbacks, nods to campus legends, school colors, and mascots.
Why would you stay anywhere else? Graduate Hotels is the perfect spot for the next time you go see a game and need somewhere to crash. They have over 30 hotels coast to coast, down south, all over the Midwest, so odds are there's one where you're going, especially for games in the big conferences. You can check out all of Graduate Hotels' locations at graduatehotels.com.
And when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Rest in peace, Tina Turner, 83 years old.
I was unaware my mom was such a fan. She hit me up. She's like, Richie, what a shame. I love her. I'm like, really? I guess, you know, our parents' generation loved Tina Turner.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom, too.
Yeah.
Didn't you say you saw some documentary that was really good?
Great documentary. I want to say it was HBO. Definitely Google Tina Turner documentary. It came out just a couple of years ago. And I'll never forget the video for this song. Do you guys remember it? She's walking the street along that fence.
Of course.
My grandmother, I was a little kid, but this stands out to me to this day because my grandma's watching this and Tina Turner has the spiked hair.
Yeah.
And my grandmother was like, this country is going to hell in a handbasket.
My mom says that every day.
Yeah, every day.
Even though I was a little kid, I remember thinking, what's wrong with this lady who's singing? Like, what's so bad about her?
You were like, she's got wonderful legs.
Yeah.
And I like her leather jacket because she was a badass. And yeah, this song is definitely an 80s MTV classic. What's Love Got to Do With It? Covino and Rich, rest in peace, Tina Turner. It's Fox Sports Radio.
We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
Easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more.
GCR.
Jim, Covino, and Rich.
Sounded like Pauly D was reading.
GCR.
GCR.
What's up? It's your boy, DJ Pauly D. I invented GTL, but I haven't had time for tanning and laundry because I've been too busy listening to Covino and Rich. GCR, baby. Jim, Covino, and Rich. Listen to my dudes.
That's right.
That's my guy right there. DJ Pauly D.
Hey!
My second favorite after DJ Ramos, of course.
Hey, you know what?
Playing some LMFAO in the background.
Maybe we could get the exclusives over McAfee if we just let Aaron Rodgers know we're big Jersey Shore guys.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell if that's awesome or embarrassing that we have that.
I love how he's reading it, too.
Yeah. Hey, Pauly D sounded like he was 15 years old.
It was
right
almost
there.
Like I could imagine if I want to take a time machine and go back, like, what, 10 years? I feel like Spot, after the show, was like...
I definitely wrote that.
Spot was probably like, yo, Pauly, do you want to read this first? And Pauly's like, yeah, no problem, Spot.
What's up? It's your boy, DJ Pauly
D. What's up? It's your boy, DJ Pauly D. I invented GTL, but I haven't had time for tanning and laundry because I've been too busy listening to Covino and Rich. GCR, baby. Jim, Covino, and Rich. Listen to my dudes.
Yeah, that's right. GCR, bro. I still say that. I say that every day. GCR, baby.
GCR. Supernatural.
Yeah, Covino and Rich. And you know what, DJ Paulie D? Super successful. Always a nice dude. Always smiling. He is what you saw on TV, and he was a good DJ. Danny G is an actual DJ. You gave him credit for that, right?
Yeah, most definitely. A friend of mine, DJ Cyberkid, opens for him and gets to travel with Pauly D, and these cities go nuts for his sets, like sold-out crowds.
Yo, I don't know if it's women all over the country, but East Coast women, they could have made fun of these characters all day, but Pauly D... good-looking women who are always hanging around Pauly D. Like, they must have loved that wall of hair.
Oh, dude, remember what I said before about LeBron? LeBron's not a come-to-you kind of guy. He's a come-to-me kind of guy. Think about Aaron Rodgers. He went to see Pauly D.
Know what that means?
He went to see him spin.
So, Aaron Rodgers, again, doing everything to make me like him more. And I'm not a Jets fan, but, you know... The ayahuasca, though, was interesting. I'm not against it. I, for all I know, maybe I'll try it one day. The darkness retreat, he's a peculiar guy, but going to the Knicks game, going to the Rangers game, now telling the East Coast people that I love the Jersey Shore, it's making Jet fans pumped to have this guy behind center. I promise you. New Yorkers are like, yo, this guy's not so bad. Oh.
Yeah, no, it helps. It helps. He found a common ground with a lot of East Coast people. You wanna, and me.
You want to give everyone a little sample of the song you wrote?
Not really. I'm sort of dreading it. But this song actually made it onto the show. It's called We Don't Pump Our Gas, We Pump Our Fist. DJ Ramos!
What I said was the state can crush the individual.
New Jersey?
The government.
Everybody pump their fist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
GCR, baby. Jim.
We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
Jersey.
We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
Yeah, baby.
We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
Yeah, buddy.
We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
You stop it now.
Oh, man. Why? It's so good.
Stop it now.
Just getting to the good part.
I was just getting to the good part.
Sounded good. I was enjoying that. There was a lot of lyrics, but you know.
Oh, that's the beginning.
Oh, wait, there's more.
Okay. Yeah,
let's hear more. Let's hear more.
Yeah, there's more.
We don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
Can you fast forward?
If you're with fine girls, you're on the list.
Oh, my God.
Down the Jersey Shore, they pump in this. Because we don't pump our gas, we pump our fists.
Jersey!
You can stop it now, Ramos.
Why, man? Everybody's fired up.
The best lyric, dude.
If you're with fine girls, you're on the list.
Hey, man, that's how we roll in Jersey, man.
Just wait. There's a bridge where they do a roll call of all cities in New Jersey.
DJ Ramos, you got to add it to your set, I guess. That's all. How do you think DJ Pauly D?
Anything for you, Covino. You know that.
How do you think Pauly D built that crowd?
Man. Did Scotch Plains make the list?
It did not.
Oh, what?
Are you sure?
Oh,
no, it did. I think it did.
I think it did.
Well, hey, guess what? Aaron Rodgers was probably pumping his fist to that song.
Send him that song.
Back in the early 2000s.
Yo, Aaron Rodgers just DM'd us. You guys are legit.
They should play that when Rodgers runs out onto the field for the first time.
Nice. Yeah,
Covino's going to start getting 25 cent residuals.
In that's stadium. When I went by the moniker of the Dirty Jersey Poets. Yeah, that's who created that song.
Now, Covino, I did ask Danny, because the podcast obviously can't have music, but he said, you give us the rights
to put that on the 100%.
Wouldn't that be a wrinkle if Covino turned around and sued FSR
for
playing his big hit song without his permission?
You know what? For those of you that want more, maybe you could find it online somewhere. I don't know.
All right. More tomorrow. We'll see you then. Until then, have a great night. Arrivederci, baby.
We will see you in the promised land.
Have a good one, everybody.
Goodbye.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.